That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, the big Labor Day weekend begins. Buy that extra package of Alka-Seltzer now and take it with you wherever you go. If you're planning a holiday trip in the car, I imagine you're all set to hit the road bright and early tomorrow morning. Now, you don't want a single thing to spoil your fun, but a headache brought on from the tension of driving or acid indigestion caused from too much holiday food could do just that. So I suggest that you prepare in advance for such an emergency. Just tuck a package of Alka-Seltzer in the car. Yes, that's all you have to do. Then, if a headache or acid indigestion threatens to spoil your fun, do just like you do at home. Put Alka-Seltzer on the job. And as usual, you'll feel better in a hurry. For Alka-Seltzer is always dependable, always effective, always fast-acting. Be sure to visit your drugstore today for your holiday supply of Alka-Seltzer. Buy two packages instead of one, and take that extra package with you wherever you go. Remember, an extra package in the car can act just like a spare. You may not need to use it, but it's wise to have it there. Your druggist can sell you Alka-Seltzer in either the small or large economy size package. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner returned from St. Louis, but instead of being the poverty-stricken man the welcoming committee expected, he was flying high in new clothes and a rented limousine. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Dick Huddleston and Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Sure, he got the $100,000. Where do you think he got all them fancy clothes and that big automobile?
Oh, he's bound to have got the money. There's no doubt about that.
Well, he never said nothing about getting it. Well, he never had time. He got off that train, got right in that big car, and drove off. I might not choke to death in that cloud of dust he went off in.
Well, it is a shame, though, that he didn't come out here last night. All his friends over there giving that party for him, and he didn't show up.
Yeah, I think some of them were sort of put out about it, too.
Well, naturally, they would be, Lum. Ladies over there all afternoon fixing up the house for him and cooking up that big meal.
Well, Abner never knew nothing about it. Well, he didn't give us time to tell him anything about it, neither. Jumped in that car and told that driver to take him to the hotel. I can still hear him. To the hotel, boy, he said.
Well, see, you know, I have to laugh every time I think about Elizabeth. If she wasn't dressed up.
Oh, I've never seen nothing like it. Head on them big furs, face all painted up, and her hair frizzed out there. Well, what about Abner in that checkered suit?
Yeah, that long cigarette holder, too. Yeah,
and he don't even know how to smoke.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known either one of them if I hadn't known this coming in on that train.
No, me either, Lum.
Well, sir, now, I knowed money'd go to a feller's head, but I never had no ideas it'd get there that quick. Just like a different family altogether.
Yeah, well, he'll get over it. We don't know, you know. We might be just as bad if we suddenly came into that kind of money.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to be a little patient with Abner. Give him a few days to calm yourself down.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, sir, I've been waiting down here all morning. I thought sure he'd come out here.
Oh, well, he'll be here, Grandpap. He said he's coming out here today.
Yeah, he said Elizabeth wanted to go to the beauty saloon first. That's more than likely what's holding him up. Her in there primping. Imagine.
Well, I guess he won't be needing that place of his over there after all.
No. I'd taken one look at him yesterday when they climbed off in that Pullman coach, and I seen right then Pine Ridge would never hold him.
Well, it's no use for us to pay rent on that place of his then, Lum. Might as well let Squire Skimp have it back.
Well, you paid $8 rent for it in advance, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to pay the first month, yeah.
Well, we'll just make old Abner give us that back. I know I ain't going around here paying half his rent and him with $100,000.
No.
Yeah, I think everybody ought to get back what they're taking over there to fix his family-naked house up with, too.
Yeah, but we should tell him how nice everybody was to pitch in and help him anyway, and tell him to be sure and go around and thank all of them.
Yeah, I don't much believe he's coming out here. Oh, yeah, he'll be here. He wouldn't miss this chance to come out here and show off for nothing in this world. If he starts putting on any airs around me, I'm going to take him down a peg or two. Jiminy, Milford Avery Spears will put him in his place. That's just one reason I come down here today. I knowed him when he never had nothing, that little barn swaller.
Oh, now, Grandpap. Naturally, he'll change his way of living. He can afford nicer things now, and he'll probably have them. We shouldn't accuse him of showing off, though.
Oh, sassafras. Sassafras.
No, now.
Yeah, but, Dick, telegramming ahead and buying that big automobile and having him meet him at the train. He could have walked up to the hotel. Wouldn't have hurt him none. Ain't over two blocks.
No.
I've saw him follow a team of mules up and down a cornfield all day long and then walk 8 miles to a square dance that night and never miss a set.
Yeah, well, now, you said yesterday yourself, Lum, that if you ever got rich, the first thing you'd do is buy the biggest automobile that you could find.
Yeah, that's right, I did, didn't I? But I don't think I'd have it meet me at the train, I don't think.
Well, if you had it, well, you might as well use it.
Are you taking up for Abner, Richard?
Well, no, Grandpap, but I'm just trying to tell you, he hasn't done anything out of the way, except not coming out here last night, and he didn't know anything about the party. That's what I said yesterday. We should have gone up to the hotel and told him about it.
I never wanted to tell him nothing. Him with his fancy clothes. That checkered suit. Granny, that was pretty, though, wasn't it? Wouldn't mind us to have one of them myself.
Then you're still holding it against Abner for having it, though, huh?
No, I ain't holding it against him, Dick, but I think he thought he looked awful pretty. I just don't want him to get it in his head that he's any better than we are, that's all.
Well, now, Grandpap, I don't think he's got anything like that in his head.
I don't know the way he's starting out. Ain't no reason for him to live no different now than he always has.
Well, now, why should he live over there on that little old farm and work over here at the store when he's got all that money?
Well, he'd show folks that he ain't stuck up over it, though.
Well, why should he have to show anybody that he isn't stuck up? That's the trouble. Anytime somebody comes into some money, why, people immediately accuse him of being stuck up. He hasn't done anything to make us think he's changed. He was nice and friendly when we met him at the train yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, but in the back of his head, he was thinking he was a little better than we were.
Oh, you're just looking for something like that, Grandpa.
I thought he was friendly enough. He could have ignored us, you know, and just walked right off and never even spoke.
Why, sure, if he'd been wanting to high-hat us or something
hey,
like that.
Hey, here he comes, here he comes.
What's that, Cedric?
Here he comes.
Who's coming?
Mr. Abner in that new automobile of his.
Oh, well, come on, fellas.
Yeah, I knowed he'd come out. Ain't you coming, Grandpa? No, sir. He can come out here and see me if he wants to see me.
Don't think, Grandpa. Well, come on, Mom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, look at the size of that car.
Grant.
Well, hello there, Abner. Get out, get out.
Yeah, welcome back to Pine Ridge.
Well, howdy, boys, howdy.
Come in, come in.
That's just what I'm fixing to do.
Wish you'd look what he's got on. Where'd you get that coat, Abner?
Oh, I bought it up there in St. Louis.
Well, what in the world kind of a coat is it? That's the outdoingest thing I ever seen.
Well, a feller up in St. Louis there called it a North Fork jacket, I believe he said now.
Jacket? Well, it's a way yonder too long for a jacket. You're going to step in that sash you got around your middle there. What's them straps you got across your shoulders there? Is that to hang it up by?
Oh, I don't know. The feller said this is the latest thing, and Elizabeth Ann assisted at a bite.
Well, if that's a North Fork, maybe you ought to took the South Fork. That thing's a sight.
Well, it's a style, love. It's a style. You better take the car back over to the Spears at Elmer and take the women folks any place they want to go.
Elmer? Who's he?
Oh, this is Chauffeur. Well, howdy, Cedric. How are you?
Mom?
For goodness sake, Cedric, what's the matter with you? Stand there with your mouth open like you seen a haint.
Golly, Mr. Abner, I ain't never seen nothing like it. Boy.
What, this coat?
No, Mom, that automobile.
Cedric talked about that car all the way back to Pine Ridge yesterday, Abner.
What have you got there, Abner?
Oh, well, here, you fellas come on inside here. I brung you a little something from St. Louis.
You did? Well.
Hey, you too, Cedric. Come on in here now.
Oh, you shouldn't have done anything like that, Abner.
Go ahead, Dick.
No, thank you, Mom.
Well, hello there, Grandpap. How in the world are you?
Howdy.
I just let Elizabeth out over at your place there. Doggy, she just couldn't hardly wait to see your woman, Charity.
Well, what'd she want to do, show off her new trappings and make Charity feel bad?
No. She brought Charity a new dress and a hat and a whole outfit. I don't know what all it was. Oh, and here, I've got some things for you fellas, too. Ain't much, but just something from the city for you.
Well, hurry up and open them, Abner. I'm just busting to find out what you got.
Well, let's see. Here now, Cedric. This one's for you here.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Mr. Abner.
And this is for you, Lom. And, yeah, that's the one for you. And this one here is for you, Grandpap. And this one's for you, Dick. Don't know whether you'll like it or not.
Yeah, what is
well,
it,
thank
Abner?
You, Abner.
What is it?
Well, I'll be doggone. Looky here. Ain't that a dandy, a fishing outfit?
Well.
Boy, rod and reel and everything. Boy.
Well, I'll declare, Abner, this is just what I've been wanting, an electric razor.
Well, I never know what to get hardly.
Well, what do you know about that? Abner, you ought to be whipped. Well, bless your heart. Bless your little heart.
What is it, Mom?
It's a bank book. He's deposited $1,000 for him in the Union Bank in there at the county seat.
Well, you help me get that in here, Lom. It ain't half enough, to be honest.
Oh, it's a way yonder more than these are.
Oh, now, Lom.
What's that you got there, Mr. Grandpap?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the pigeon-toed thing here. I can't figure it out.
It's a wristwatch, Grandpap. You're always breaking that in a pocket watch of yours, carrying it in your hip pocket, so I thought I'd get you something to stay with you.
Well, I'll be a monkey-spabbing-legged uncle. That's a dandy, Abner. That is a dandy.
Well, Abner, here, sit down and tell us all about it. The last we knew was when you called Lum from St. Louis Tuesday night, and you had $40 left. You didn't think you was going to get the inheritance.
Well, I talked to Lum so long that night, crying about my troubles, that I used up the $40 on my telephone bill. And that's how I got the in here. Oh, here, by the way, I got a present here from Mose Mooks, too. I better go down there and give it to him. I'll be back directly, fellas.
Yeah, hurry back, Abner, old pal. Grannies, it's just like I said. Abner Peabody's one man that money won't change a bit.
Well, what could have changed their minds so fast? Looks like Abner has redeemed himself in the eyes of his friends. Friends, you certainly don't want a headache or acid indigestion to spoil the enjoyment of your holiday weekend, whether you're planning a trip or just staying home. So make sure of your Alka-Seltzer supply. Yes, that's the thing to do, all right. For as thousands say, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief when these occasional ailments make you miserable. Because it is in complete solution, its pain-relieving agents are right ready to go to work on your discomfort, ready to bring you that fast relief that makes Alka-Seltzer such a favorite. So I repeat, make sure of your Alka-Seltzer supply. Check it now, and if those tablets are down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Buy that extra package, too, and take it with you if you're to be away over the weekend. Yes, an extra package. It can pay to keep it handy for the holiday. Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat. Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. You can't afford to take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Listen again Monday and every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.